most of us tend to think that capitalism is just something that happens on Wall Street. But what if capitalism is so much more than that? What if capitalism is a mindset that affects and shapes nearly everything in our lives? In this video essay, I want to talk about the capitalist mindset and how that mindset influences so much of what we do, including what I do here on my YouTube channel. And to explain that, I will need to talk about this cafe right around the corner from where I live, and I have to explain the difference between use value and exchange value.
For most of human history, our societies have been organized around the principle of use value. When we grow apples or build chairs, it's because we want to eat the apples and sit on the chairs. And when we produce things in order to sell them, it's because we want the money so that we can use it to buy useful products.
In a use value driven system, we produce something that we then can sell for money, that we then can exchange for a new product. So in this system, the money is just an intermediary. And we can call this a steady state economy. And it's how most of us operate in our daily lives, and it's how our economies have operated historically.
Then, in the 1700s, a new economic system started taking over. Today, we refer to it as capitalism. And one very central aspect of capitalism is that it shifted focus from use value to exchange value. It cannot be overstated how profound this shift was.
Remember that in the traditional use-value system, money was just an intermediary. But in exchange-value-driven capitalism, money is the whole point. So in capitalism, we start with money or capital, then we produce a product or commodity with the goal of accumulating even more money. So in capitalism, it's the commodity that you produce that is an intermediary for making profits, that can then in turn be reinvested to make even more profits in a never-ending cycle of exponential growth. I understand that this probably sounds very theoretical, so let me give you an example.
This is Pomona, a small cafe around the corner from where I live. The cafe is owned and run by Elsa, and one of her specialties are delicious Danish open-faced sandwiches that she makes with whatever produce is in season. Elsa and her cafe, Pomona, participates in our capitalist system. She, of course, needs to pay rent and set prices, but, and this is important, Elsa and her cafe are not capitalist as such. Why? Because Elsa's cafe is organized around use value. Elsa is fine with a steady state where her cafe earns more or less the same profit each year. And with that profit, she can do things that are useful to her, like going on a summer holiday with her family. And this is actually how most small businesses operate. Shops that engage in commerce to satisfy various human needs have existed thousands of years even before capitalism emerged.
But use-value steady-state companies like Pomona are also fundamentally different from the exchange-value-driven companies that emerged with capitalism. Like, for example, this company, Espresso House.
In the early 90s, the Swedish couple Charles and Elizabeth traveled around the world and were struck by the fact that everywhere they went, they could find Starbucks coffee shops, cafes that serve mediocre coffee at inflated prices. They figured that Starbucks must be a money-making machine, and they were amazed that Starbucks hadn't yet opened in Sweden. So in 1996, Charles and Elizabeth opened Espresso House, a coffee shop inspired by Starbucks in their hometown Lund. Whatever money they made from their business, they invested in expansion, and soon they opened in Malmö, then in Helsingborg and Ystad, and then along the Swedish west coast. 10 years later, Espresso House had become Sweden's biggest cafe chain. That's when the couple sold the chain to the British private equity fund Palamon Capital, who merged Espresso House with Sweden's second largest cafe chain, Coffee Cup. and then sold the chain to Norwegian private equity fund Hercules Capital, who expanded the chain to Norway and Finland, and then sold Espresso House to German conglomerate JAB Holding Company, which has continued to aggressively expand Espresso House, which now has over 500 coffee shops around Northern Europe. So while Pomona is organized around use value and steady state profits, Espresso House is organized around the capitalist concept of exponential accumulation of exchange value. Here's another way to explain the difference. When I buy a coffee at Pomona, the profit of that coffee is designed to satisfy particular concrete needs for the owner. But when I buy a coffee at Espresso House, the profit goes into endless accumulation of exchange value, into buying up competitors, into fees for financial intermediaries, into advertising and marketing, and in practice into putting local cafes out of business. The Swedish journalist Fredrik Strage once said this about Espresso House.
Their cafes are the maggots that hatch when culture dies.
That is how most of us feel.
The problem, though, is that the virus of exchange value logic takes over everywhere in our economy, and we really hate it.
We hate it when software we love turns into shitty subscription services that force us to pay for things we already bought. We hate that the internet, which used to be a place for curiosity and connection, is now designed to trap our attention in endless scrolls. We hate it that our schools and healthcare are taken over by exchange value logic through privatizations. We hate it that our cities are becoming unlivable because homes are treated as financial assets rather than places to live. And we also hate it when video creators like me start caring more about accumulating exchange value from our videos than about the use value of the videos themselves.
Five years ago, I published my first video essay on this channel. It was a nerdy video about big tech and antitrust law, and let's just say that it was far from a masterpiece. Since then, I've made a number of videos for this channel, and for most of this time, I've had very few viewers. But then, last year, my channel started growing steeply, and in just a few months, the channel went from 13,000 subscribers to 130,000. And after that, the growth rate flattened out. This growth was, of course, very encouraging, but when my channel grew, something fascinating also happened. All of a sudden, both people around me and the voice inside my own head started telling me that you now need to use the growth that you've already had to grow the channel even more. Now that I have an audience base, I must increase production by hiring outside scriptwriters, editors, and animators so I can publish more frequently. I need to maximize revenues by promoting things like VPN services, credit cards, meal kits, and whatever crap YouTubers sell these days.
So if you go to com/jump2bull.com, try it out at /fairytastic.
I must enter new markets by doing short-form content, and maybe even doing content in other languages. And I get it, these are all strategies you probably need to deploy if you want to make a living off YouTube. Because after all, YouTube itself is a hyper-capitalistic platform built to reward exchange value above everything else. Whatever keeps people scrolling the longest will be promoted. The use value of a video is, at best, a happy byproduct. And sure, it would make sense for me to start doing all of these things, but I also believe that we can, and we must, resist at least the worst tendencies of this economic system that we find ourselves in. And we can do that by favoring use value over exchange value. As consumers, we can choose to buy our coffee from local cafes instead of financialized chains. And as nations, we can resist letting exchange value logic take over our schools and healthcare. And as video creators, we can choose not to turn every video into an ad for a VPN or a vitamin pill.
My name is Andres Acevedo, and this is The Market Exit. If you want to help me make more videos like this and help me resist the worst tendencies of capitalistic algorithms, then I invite you to support my work at patreon.com/themarketexit. Because if I'm funded directly by viewers like you, then I will be able to focus on the use value of the videos I make instead of making sure that they are appropriate for sponsors. And to my existing patrons, thank you so much for your support and for making this work possible. This video essay was inspired by two books I read recently. Jason Hickel's book Less is More and John Cassidy's book Capitalism and Its Critics. Both of these books include fantastic explanations of the history of capitalism, and I can warmly recommend them both. Actually, one of the most common questions I get is if I have books to recommend, so I've now added a page on my website where I've listed 10 books that viewers of The Market Exit are likely to enjoy. All right, that's it. Thank you for watching.